Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Straight Talk with Stan Macklin and my co-host Bianca Forbes. What the world needs now is love, and that's what we feel compelled to talk about. So much hatred that's going around, so much hatred being displayed from a global perspective to right on a domestic set, wherever you are. We need to talk about love. If more people could experience love, acceptance, and forgiveness, this world wouldn't be the kind of world it is. But, as the young lady sung, I think she's not young so much now, Miss Ross, but it was so penetrating, that song, what the world needs now is love, sweet love. And you may be listening today, and you may be in that category. You may be feeling discouraged. You may be feeling down and out, sad, frustrated. Excuse me. What we have for you is an antidote, and that is love. It makes a big difference. What the world needs is love. Well, welcome to Straight Talk, and in case you haven't notified anybody, Straight Talk is on the air. You might contact your neighbors, your friends, your relatives, let them know that Stan Macklin is on the air with Straight Talk. When we talk about current events, whatever you want to talk about, this is your time to register your concerns. And like I said, we want to be very positive today. We want to keep it on a good note, talking about love, because there's a lot of unlovely things that are going on in the world today, from the White House to the outhouse, from the uppermost to the guttermost, from Main Street to No Street. People are experiencing all kinds of uproar. You know, when you show love towards somebody, it makes a world of difference. It doesn't hurt to smile. It doesn't hurt to take that frown off your face, to say hi, and to let somebody know you care. Sometimes we get so caught up into ourselves, we forget to realize that you don't know what people are going through. And when you open up and be yourself and realize that things can make a difference, it does make a difference, because you're willing to be different. You're willing to be counted in to let somebody know that you care. And we witnessed a lot of things this month that makes people wonder, do really anybody care? Especially that situation that happened down there in Charlottesville. It was still, the country still reeling from the effects of that. And people are doing what they can do. But I want to tell you something. Removing those statues, that's not the answer. That's not. Because where do you draw the line? You just can't. You can't. I'm telling you, we got to be able to realize that history happens every day. And it is what it is. But it's how you treat your fellow man. You know, the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King said, don't judge me by the content of my, by the color of my skin, but by the content of my character. That's what it is. Your character is what it is that makes a difference. It does. You know, people have so many judgments toward another. Individuals distributing hate all over. A boy not allowed in preschool because of his long hair. people feeling that they have to be muzzled, can't really say what they have to say. A lot of people don't think what they say before they say it. They just open up their mouth and speak, not realizing where they are, where they're at. We need to really have compassion. We need to do that. We need to show that, because it does make a difference. People out to get people, take vengeance one toward another. People who are just outraged because their perspective has been disrespected and misrepresented. We need to rally together, and we need to show our love one to another. You know, the Bible says in John 3:16 that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. None of us are perfect, but we can strive to perfect. We can look to the perfect one. We can look to the one who can make a difference in our life, who can help us to be effective, who can help us to reach out and to spread that love. And when we do that, that's what it's all about. Having a desire to be lovable and to show love does make a difference. It doesn't hurt to say good morning. It doesn't hurt to have some good old-fashioned values that we've gotten away from. What's wrong with being thankful? What's wrong with when you wake up in the morning, giving God the glory and giving him the praise for such a beautiful day? Because we're admonished that this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. What's wrong with striving to live simply and be kind? Why we got to try to live like and keep up with the Joneses? Why we got to try to outdo one another? Why can't we just be who we are and realize it is what it is and just live simply and be kind and try to do your best? You know, there used to be a time things and companies and firms were concerned about quality. But now it seems like we're just concerned about quantity. Get it out there. Put it out there. Makes no difference how dependable it is. Makes no difference how reliable it is. Just put it out there. People aren't concerned about doing their best no more. They say that Monday morning is really some of the most sad times in America when people go to work because they're not doing their best no more. They're just there because they're still reeling from what they did over the weekend. But you should strive to do your best. What's wrong with using please and thank you? We should do that. What's wrong with when you go out the door, hold the door open for somebody? Makes no difference if it's male or female. Hold the door open for them. What's wrong with saying please? Could I please have this? Could I please have that? What's wrong with saying thank you for something that's done for you? Showing a spirit of graciousness. Don't lose your spirit of compassion and concern. What's wrong with that? And don't even talk about family. It don't seem like we cherish family no more. We're concerned about anybody and everybody but our own family. We're concerned about the McCoys. We're concerned about the Hatfields. We're concerned about the Trumps. We're concerned about everybody but our own. You know? You need to be concerned about your family because your family has a brand. Your family is who they are. You are a product of that family. You know, nothing is more distasteful than to hear a family member tell another family member, "I'm done with you. It's over with." How could you do a family member like that? The only thing you really have is family, and you should cherish family. Because if you're thinking about making a family or having your own family, the ingredients you bring from your family is going to go right into that relationship. And so you should be more mindful and more caring. You really should. And what about friends? Well, people say, "I don't want no friends. If I have a friend, I have to have a friend with benefits. What kind of friend is that? You shouldn't just have a friend just because you can get something for them. Why not have an attitude of gratitude? That's what brings you friends. He that has friends must show himself friendly. If you're unfriendly, you're uncaring, you're so caught up in your ideology that you hate this, you hate that, you're against this, you're against that. How in the world are you going to attract friends? All you're going to attract is clones that think like you, might even try to look like you, might even try to act like you. Let me tell you something. The world worships an original. You need to learn how to be who you are. You were born for a purpose. And if you don't know your purpose, you need to take some time and spend some time. Get in your prayer closet. You say, well, I don't pray. Well, ask somebody to pray for you, to help you to focus on what is your purpose in life. You have a purpose. Everything has a place in life. Everything has a purpose in life. And you have a place. It's called the gap, a God-appointed place at a God-appointed time. God has a purpose for you. And you want to find a friend that sticks is closer than a brother? It's God. You need to get to know him. That's right, because he loves you. Because God is love. He's love. And you know what? He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Oh, I know it seems like sometimes he gives up on us, but he doesn't. He never gives up. And you should never give up on yourself. But you should believe in yourself. Do you really believe in yourself? Do you believe in yourself that you have the skills and you have the talents to make a difference in your own life? You really shouldn't be about trying to make a difference in somebody else's life until you make a difference in your own life first. It first starts with you. Like the song we open up with, what the world needs now is love, sweet love. Love, sweet love. That's what the world needs. And if you believe in yourself, I'm not talking about your cause. I'm not talking about your agenda. I'm not talking about your goals. Believe in you and all the rest will fall in place. Everything else will shape up. But I'm going to tell you what I believe the sincere problem is. I believe that we don't listen with our heart. A lot of us are scared to know our heart. You know, your heart don't lie. Somebody that's listening to this program right now, your heart is talking to you. Do you hear what it's saying? It's talking to you. It's speaking to you concerning your life. But if you don't listen with your heart, how are you going to understand what your heart is saying to you? Your heart is your nerve center. It's your guts. It's the unction. It's what gives you drive. It's what gives you the motivation to go the extra step, to go beyond the call of duty. Don't just, I'm going to do enough just to get by. But when you listen with your heart, it's going to make a big difference. You're going to be able to see things that you normally wouldn't see. You're going to be able to hear things that you normally wouldn't hear. You're going to be able to inspire somebody with that smile on your face, with saying, good morning, how are you? I care about you. And yes, I love you. Learn to listen with your heart. And when you do that, you know what's going to happen? I'm going to tell you some key things that's going to happen. You're going to learn how to be of help to others. You know, I was in a meeting today with an executive, and he was talking and sharing some of his concerns, and I was just listening, you know, because the scripture tells us to be swift to hear and slow to speak. And he thanked me for listening, and he said, you must work for Blue Cross or something like that, he said, because I feel so relieved. I feel so much better just knowing that you were listening while I talk. I don't know if you like listening to yourself talk, but of course he has to talk because he's in a prominent position where he has to talk. But sometimes in uncaring ways, unnoticed ways, we help others because we're really sincere and we have really learned the art of listening with our heart to help others. You'd be amazed at how many people, there are thousands, and I'll go past that, I'll surpass that. There are millions of people that need help. They need a helping hand. They need a hand up, not a hand down. They need someone who's willing to show that they care. And when you're sincerely committed and dedicated and consecrated to helping others, you know what the result of that's going to be? You'll learn how to laugh. That's right. We frown too much. We get mad too much. We don't really take time to laugh. Laughter, the scripture tells us, maketh a heart merry. It's good to laugh. Well, you say, well, I laugh, but I have to drink me a case of beer. Or I laugh, I have to drink me a sip of wine or a pint of whiskey. I laugh then, and I laugh so hard I don't even remember what I said or what I did. That's not laughing. That's being fake because you need a prop. You need a prop, something to prop you to laugh. But try looking at the good in life. Try looking at the joy in life. Try looking at the things that bring satisfaction, and you'll laugh. And you'll laugh to the extent that you know that laughter will bring joy. It's good to laugh. It's good to be able to release an expression and an emotional, inspirational tone of jubilant happiness and expression of laughter. We should do that. And you can. And when we do that from the depths of our heart, it will cause us to often love and lots of love will emanate from us to make a difference. I just felt so compelled to talk about today. There's so much hate going on in the world, so much chaos, so much confusion, so much spirit of dominance and supremacists and nationalists going on. Don't like this group, don't like this group. Listen, that's not the way. Be committed and dedicated to making a difference. Because when you do that, that's when you're going to see the wonders of life flourish in your life. And it's going to flourish in your life to the extent that it's going to help others. That's my two cents. That's my two cents. Because I want you to know, when you sincerely think about being a vessel of love, that's the position that you should be in. That's the position that you should operate from, where you feel that it's just only for whites or only for blacks or only for my ethnicity. That's not what it's about. If you really want to enter into the sweet land of liberty, then be a vessel of love. Be someone that's dedicated to those principles. You know, Miss Bianca, I've been talking about love today. I just felt love, I felt lovely today to talk about that. When you let somebody know you love them, it makes a difference, especially when you show it. And I just want to reach out to let our audience know we love them. Straight Talk is here for you. This is not no farce program. This program is for real. It's not fake news. This is real. We're here to let you know we care about you. And I don't care where you are. If you're in one of the five continents, Africa, Asia, Australia, United States, South America, wherever you may be, this program, we want it to penetrate straight into your heart. We want to let you know that we care about you. We really do. Miss Bianca, what would you like to say to the audience? I know you're here, you've been listening, and I know you are concerned about spreading that love too, as you open up with the theme song by Miss Diana Ross. Why is it so important to be a vessel of love?
It's important to be a vessel of love because everyone needs encouragement. Everyone needs a shoulder that they can lean on, and everyone needs someone that they can depend on. So every day I try to make it a point to be positive. And I think in positivity that exudes love. It exudes positive vibes, positive energy, making the people around you want to be around you, look at you as someone that they can confide in. Because right now, in this world full of hate and dishonesty and a lot of values that just aren't like God or just aren't positive, it's important to shine that light in different people's lives, no matter who you meet. If it's someone in the store, if it's someone at the gym, someone at work, no matter what, stay true to who you are and remain positive. And in that, I think that that's how you can show love for everyone around you. It's not hard. That's just common sense. It's something that we all have in us. I don't think that God made us hateful creatures. I think he made us one to love one another, to work together. Because of the way he created everything, everything works together in a cycle. So I believe he created all of us to work together in harmony and not in disarray.
That's so sweet. And you can just feel the love emanating as you spoke that into existence, because it's so true. You know, a couple weeks ago, on August the 12th, in the city of Charlottesville, Virginia, the world witnessed some terrible hate. They witnessed and they seen some unlovely things that were happening. It just got so out of hand that it was unlovely. And it made international news. And even to the extent that one young man, a white nationalist, was so full of hate that he just got in his car and just drove and plowed down people. To the extent that one young lady was literally murdered. A car, a vehicle became a missile, a torpedo. And it torpedoed into the crowd and just killed this young lady. And you know, the thing that I really observed in the midst of that was the outpouring of love that was shown toward the individuals that was hurt, from emergency responders and protesters alike. But the real crux of the whole scenario was her parents. Her parents were just vessels of love. The mother, she said, "You might have thought that you were shutting up my daughter, but all you did was magnified her voice." But notice what her lovely husband said. He said, "We're just so full of hate we got to be about forgiveness. He said, I even forgive this 20-year-old young man who killed my daughter. Wow. He said, he just was 20 and stupid, but I forgive him. And then he quoted a scripture. Jesus himself said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. He said, if he really knew what he was doing, he wouldn't have done it. And he said, I forgive him. And he said, and you need to forgive too. We need to forgive one another. That's a vessel of love. When you forgive a person, you're able to let go and let God. You're able to move past the indifferences that hurt you, that upset you, that cause you to be mad, sad, frustrated, want to seek revenge. And you just let go and let God have his way. I want to thank you, sir, for your example. That was powerful, what you stated to the world. So, today's program is not so much about all the negative things that's going on. Yes, we do want to keep you informed. We do want to be able to give you some different perspective. But I just felt with all this hate going on, with the threat of wondering, is there going to be a nuclear war? Am I safe? I want you to know that not only does God love you, but we love you here at Straight Talk. And we love you enough to the extent to let you know that we care about you. We want you to know that it's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. And you know what? I'm going to do something for you. Wherever you are, you may be sitting on the beach. You may be sitting in your car. You may be in your place of business. I don't know where you're at. But I know that this program is reaching you because some of you were even directed to this program. I'm going to pray for you. And I'm going to pray that this prayer will penetrate your heart in such a lovely, powerful, penetrating way that it affects you to the extent that you'll never be the same. Dear Father and our God, I come to you boldly. I come to you praying for today's program because there's so much unloveliness that's in our world today that we just need to take time, make time to experience your love. That person who is right now don't feel so much as loved, let them know you love them, you care for them. That person that's under stress, strain, and frustrated, and a lack of this and a lack of that, don't know what to do, touch them and let them know that you care about them. Let that person receive some encouragement. Help that person to let go and to know that you're going to make a difference through their circumstances. What the world needs is love, And we want you to know that God's love is available for you. And Father, as we close off today's program, let them know that what the world needs is love, sweet love. This has been Stan Macklin and Bianca Ford saying God bless you and have a wonderful day.